So far, I'd say it's gone extremely well. So we're over the 24-hour mark. We're into the second day of what will be a 5-day, 5-night flight. Weather, as you probably know, if you've been following Solar Impulse, has been the really big problem for us over the last few weeks as we've attempted to find a way to get from Nagoya in Japan to Hawaii. But at the moment, it's been rather clement, I'd say, relatively speaking, for the Pacific.
Tell us about the physical challenge for André Borsberg, because you've just said 5 nights and 5 days. How long at a time can he sleep?
Well, as I talk to you, I'm looking at André. We have audio and video live images from the cockpit. And what you can see when you're looking at this view, which is from behind André, is just how little room he has to maneuver. You know, this is a 4 cubic meter cockpit. It's really not very big. He can put the seat back and he can exercise as well. He doesn't want to get any problems with thrombosis, so he can extend his legs fully. He can do yoga. He can do meditation. And these also help him to get the most out of these 20-minute rest periods. He can, he says, get around what would be for us a 3-hour sleep compressed within 20 minutes.
That's absolutely extraordinary. 3 hours sleep in 20 minutes.
Exactly, yes. But these are not normal people. These are, well, to want to do something as extraordinary as this, you have to be a bit special. And they've trained for this. They've already done a 72-hour simulation flight, and they both came out of those with flying colors. And Bertrand Piccard told us that after that, he was even able to drive home. So André Borsberg, he has already done a 44-hour flight, as you probably know, from Nanjing in China to Nagoya. So that way, we've tested in the real environment a full 2-day, 2-night flight, and that's given us a lot more confidence for what awaits us now.
Well, I'm glad you brought up Bertrand Piccard, because when I was watching on the website at solarimpulse.com earlier, there was a really nice exchange between him and André Borsberg about, he brings up yoga, as we'll hear in a second, but it's really a question of getting André through that first night. And I'll talk our listeners through what Bertrand said.
Moi, mon expérience par rapport à la première nuit en vol dans une aventure, c'est que c'est la pire.
So he starts off saying
nuit,
that the first night is always the worst.
Et je pense que ce que tu es en train de voir maintenant en face de toi,
So there he is. Yes, he says, now you're coming into the new day. What's ahead of you will perk you up. So his energy is going to rise.
À te relaxer également, à pouvoir faire tes exercices de yoga, de
And
méditation,
there you go. That's the yoga
régénérer,
exercise, Connor,
de reposer
that you
plus.
Were talking about.
Tu verras, tu peux prendre chacun de ces moments où tu vas reconnaître ce que je suis en train de te dire maintenant.
Really extraordinary a personal relationship between those two men, and very important to keep morale up on board the plane.
And what you also got there, I think, Fergus, was the complementarity of the two pilots. You've got André Borsberg, who is an extremely experienced pilot with thousands of hours behind him. He used to be a fighter pilot. And it was felt, and Bertrand felt this as well, that for this extremely arduous leg, that André would be the best one to do this. At the same time, what Bertrand brings to the project, as you heard there, is the experience of being an explorer. And this is someone who's...
And a high-altitude balloonist, too.
Exactly, the first man to go around the world in a hot air balloon. And he's gone through those highs and lows. It took Bertrand 3 attempts to go around the world. And each time he had to go through these crushing lows and really difficult periods, a bit like the period that we've had to endure recently, these weeks and weeks of just waiting and waiting. So they can really help each other. And once André lands in Hawaii, he can then hand over his experience to Bertrand. And that gives you an idea of how they work.
Connor, it's been a pleasure talking to you. I'd like to ask you, if you would, pass on our best wishes to the flight team and to André if you have a chance to, and the best of luck for the remainder of this 8th leg.
I'll be delighted, and thank you very much for following us, Fergus, and I look forward to hearing from you again before we land in Hawaii.